You must love
Love Talk Radio.
Come on, radio.
Radio. I'm broadcasting. Amen. Praise God. This is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And it's good to be, amen, in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. And we're going to start off with scripture reading. This is a service already in progress. Praise God. And we just want to lift up God today and give him the glory, all the honor and praise. As the Bible says in Psalms 48, it said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. Amen. He is known as her refuge. Praise God. Praise God. That was Psalms 48, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. I just praise God today, amen. It's an honor, amen, praise God, to be able to serve him in holiness. Thank you, Jesus. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross for the dearest and blessed for the world of the lost sinner's slain. So I cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Father, we just want to thank you. We want to give you glory today. Amen. Knowing that, God, you can do everything but fail, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. As we walk through this life journey, God, we know that, God, you're able to take care of our homes, our children, amen, and our livelihood. But you're also able to bring us back to the foot of the cross where by men might be saved, amen, and salvation come in for your glory. So I'm asking you to look upon the people today, be it they are in services, amen, are they going to the services, are they joining a new church, are they doing the things, amen, that you have purposed them to do for life, amen, praise God and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Father, we need strength today, amen, we cannot do it without you, God. Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, to send you Jesus, Lord God, Mashana, his blood, amen, and his will. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep on keeping us and strengthening us, amen, in Jesus Christ. Now, God, we rebuke the devil, amen, and his tricks and traps, and we ask that your word, amen, and your will go forth today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just want to praise you. We want to shabbat you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, and we want to give you glory in Jesus' name. And we praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming out. Praise God. This is a church, amen, that's growing. So, amen, it takes time and patience, amen, praise God, for it to grow. But if we stay before God and believe in him, we know that God can do everything but fail. We just want to bless his name today. And I want to speak today, amen, praise God, amen, faith, amen, because a lot of people, amen, has lost faith, amen. They've gone through so much. The seem like it's a problem on every hand. Children using drugs, on drugs, selling drugs, children that are out there that are lost, amen, that have left their families to go out to see the world and come to find out ain't nothing no more pleasurable than Jesus Christ. So they have made mistakes, amen. But God is a merciful God, and I thank him for his grace and mercy, because I was in the world doing my own thing, and God called me into salvation, and I thank him. So, amen, we know that faith works for our good. And if we, amen, praise God, we turn to Hebrews, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, praise God. This is a clarity, amen, on what we need to understand about faith, because faith is a worker. It works for us, praise God. And if we allow faith to work for us, then we'll see end results. We need to believe in what God says. Man, we need to believe that God is able to do everything but fail. And if we turn to Hebrews 11 chapter, praise God, amen, that'll give us, amen, we're going to teach on that, and that's going to give us a clarity on faith, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In Hebrews 11, praise God, thank you, Jesus. This is the faith, amen, chapter, amen, where we walk out on faith, amen. We make faith, amen, praise God, a part of our everyday life. And it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. And so we know that, amen, praise God, faith is needed, praise God, for our everyday life, amen. You can't walk out the door not unless you have faith to believe that out there is safety. There's so much problems, amen, in the world. Sometimes, amen, you hear about people, as soon as they walk out the door, something can happen to them. But our faith in God, believe that we are strong in him by overcoming, amen, through Jesus Christ's blood, amen, and what he has done for us, so we literally stand up on that faith, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So now means that, amen, if it's now, that means it's right now. You don't have to worry about grabbing home to faith tomorrow when it's right now with you. So the Bible said now faith, amen, is right now. It's the moment, amen, that faith kicks in and begins to work for us when we receive salvation. So one of the things that we do when we receive salvation, Romans 10 and 9, amen, we believe that Jesus died for us. We believe that Jesus, amen, shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, amen, for us that we might have a right to the tree of life. He brought in salvation for us and deliverance, amen, from the hands of the enemy, amen. And we do have an enemy, and his name is Satan. He's the one that creates all the problems in the world today. So, amen, faith will kick in when salvation come in. And then the Bible let us literally know faith isn't built up on a time frame. Amen, praise God. But the word said, now faith, amen, praise God, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. So faith is working for us right now. Every day of our lives, we step out on faith, knowing that if we go to the grocery store or if we go, amen, to our family's homes or visit friends, amen, we know that everything is going to be all right. We know that when we get in a car, amen, we know that God is going to keep us so that we can go and to where our destination is and come back to where we need to come back to, amen. And that's all because faith is working on our behalf. And faith is a powerful word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's not built up on a time frame. Faith can happen just like that. Amen. You can be in something, amen, and all of a sudden you kick in and begin to say, well, I have faith to believe that God is going to deliver me. He's going to pay my bills. He's going to bring me the groceries I need. He's going to do the things that I need, so I'm going to believe in God. And so by that faith, it kicks in and it begins to work on your behalf and begins to move, amen. It literally moves right now. Faith is a right now thing. Amen. Praise God. Say, praise God. Amen. Just like how we love God. Amen. If we love God with the agape love, amen, it's instantly. You don't have to worry about it because it's planted in our heart. Well, from the beginning of creation, amen, If Adam and Eve had did the things they would have done and stayed in that faith walk, amen, we wouldn't be in problems today. We wouldn't be going through situations today. So we know that faith worketh for our good. Amen. And faith, amen, works the word, amen. In order for us to believe something, amen, faith would work that word. Amen. Faith is an action word, amen, that moves on our behalf and will work the will of God in our lives. Faith will always work the will of God. Faith don't fight, amen, against the will of God. For God said he would that we prosper, amen, and be in good health even as our souls prosper. Amen. So we supposed to be in prosperity. We supposed to be blessed because we are the children of the living God. So we know that faith, amen, is convincing. It proves for a fact that if God says you're going to go out there, amen, and you're going to get a new home today, you step out there on faith, you begin to go and shop for that house, amen, faith will convince you to go out there. Don't give up. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. But go and, amen, until you see end results. Faith brings end results to situations in our lives, even with our children. Praise God. I have two sons, amen, and they were in the world, praise God. One is saved now, but the other one, he's still out there want to date and do things and stuff like that, and I'm trying to convince him to marry because marriage is honorable. But by my faith, the belief that God saved me, he can save my children too. So I don't give up on my children. I don't fight with my children, amen. And I say that literally. Sometimes I do say things to my son to make him understand that this is a world and the world don't love us. And so by faith I stand there and I tell him, you need Jesus in your life. You need to come to church. You need to do these things. So I'm working, amen, by the faith that I believe that if God say he can save me, he can save others too. So faith, amen, is an action word. It moves, amen, on what we believe, amen, praise God, according to the will of God. We cannot leave the will of God out of our faith because it just don't work that way. Praise God. Faith is convincing, amen. Once, amen, it starts to work for you, it will continue to encourage you. Amen, praise God. God will allow, amen, that faith to move, amen, to show you that whatever God say can happen. Amen, God said he will come, amen, praise God, and give us the things that are needed, amen, for eternal life. And by faith, I believe it. I believe what he said in book of Revelation 21 and 22 chapter, that there is a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. And that one day, amen, all the suffering that I went through, all the sorrows and the trial and tribulation that I went through, by faith, I believe that God's son, amen, is going to take me home one day. I know this is not my home. Job, amen, praise God, let us know in the word, amen, that all his appointed time, he's going to wait on the Lord till his change comes. So by faith, the suffering that he went through, the loss of his children, the loss of his property, the loss of his servants, amen, by faith, amen, God would deliver him out of the things that he suffered, and also that God would bring him into an area where he would have a life that is divine, amen, and appointed by God. So faith works the word of God and his will in your life. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you see that, amen, praise God, faith does not stand in this spirit of a man, but in the power of God. Amen, praise God. The power of God allows the faith that we believe in to work. Amen. God, amen, when he created the heavens and the earth, one of the things that he said, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, that everything that he made was good, amen, from the beginning, amen, until the enemy came in, which was Satan. So by God's faith, he created the stars and the moon, amen, the sun, amen, praise God, the animals, the plants, the planets, amen, praise God, Jupiter, amen, Plato, Pluto, praise God, and praise God, Uranus, praise God, and all those various, Mercury, praise God, and all those various other planets, he created them, amen, by faith. And so we as the body of Christ and the love of Jesus Christ, we walk by faith and not by sight. a lot of us won't do things because of what we see or what we think is going to happen instead of moving by faith. So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us look at some of the actions of faith, because faith is a worker. And we turn to Luke, amen, chapter 8, verses 48. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to open your Bible and go right along with me, you're more than welcome. We're going to Luke chapter, praise God, 8, verse 48, praise God. I give God the glory. I love Luke, praise God. That's what it talks so much about, the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. But faith is working on our behalf. Amen. It's working, amen, on our behalf to keep our children in line. It's working on our behalf to keep us, amen, intact with God. Amen. Because we're serving a God that we can't see with the natural eye. But we believe what? His word. So we know what God can do through the word. Praise God. And I give God the glory. So, amen, Luke chapter 8, verses 48, the Bible says, amen, praise God. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. So we know that faith worketh, amen, and what it's literally doing is, amen, if we go up a few verses, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God, we will see that this woman, amen, that he was telling that faith is made whole, amen, through her belief, amen, was a woman having an issue of blood, amen, in the 43rd verse, and the Bible said, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, praise God. So come, and amen, praise God. She literally, amen, by her faith came behind him and touched the border of his garment. You know, when you're going through something, if it's sickness, amen, or any kind of disease or any kind of infirmities in your body, cancer, amen, heart problems, amen, sugar diabetes, anything in your body, amen, one of the things that will happen that will immediately faith will kick in and it will begin to work for you. So what she did, amen, because she believed, she stepped out on faith and she heard about Jesus Christ coming into her town. And the thing that she did was she made her way, she pushed her way through the crowd. How many of us today want to push our way, amen, to our blessings by faith? Amen. But what she did, amen, immediately as she touched the border of his garment, amen, immediately, amen, the Bible said her issue of blood stanched. Amen. That meaning stop. And back in the olden days, if you read the Old Testament, the Bible tells you that that issue of blood, amen, could have been a menstrual cycle, amen, that was out of place, amen, and it just continued to flow and flow. She could have had a miscarriage, amen. But she knew that she needed assistance. She had gone from doctor to doctor, and nobody could help her. She had spent all of her money for help. Amen. We are looking at the wrong people a lot of times today. Yes, God gave us doctors. Yes, God gave us, amen, praise God, doctors to, amen, give us the medication that we need. So we don't run from doctors, but we also let the faith that we have in God work for us. Amen, praise God. And so immediately that issue of blood is stopped. Amen. This is the kind of power that Jesus Christ has. Amen. Once you touch the hem of his garment, once you believe that God is in your life and that he can do everything but fail, that faith will kick in and it will begin to work for you. So the Bible says, and Jesus said, who touched me? Jesus knew that his virtue had left him. And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. He said, there's so many people around you that's thronging you, touching you and pressing you. We don't know who touched you. But the woman, amen, hallelujah, because, amen, of who she believed as far as Jesus was concerned, she stepped up and she said, and saith thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that the virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, amen, praise God, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched, amen, him, and how she was healed immediately. That's the faith that we need to have today. that if Jesus said that everything is all right in our lives, amen, praise God. If Jesus said he can do everything but fail, we have to believe that we are just like him. Amen, hallelujah, that we can trust in him to get the job done. I don't care if it's finances. I don't care if it's children. I don't care if it's a marriage. I don't care what it is. But this woman believes Jesus Christ through her faith. So faith works as an action word, praise God. And it brings forth, amen, what God, amen, purpose, amen, to accomplish in our lives. And then we look at Acts 14 and 9. The Bible say, praise God, and I give him glory today. You know, we serve a mighty God that can do everything but fail. And I thank him for what he's doing because he's still working, amen, in the earth realm, amen, in order to keep us intact, amen, praise God. Because we have an adversary out there, and the Bible say he come not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus let us know that he come that we might have life and that much more abundantly. So we thank God, amen, praise God, amen, for his word. And if we go to Acts 14, praise God, thank you, Jesus. I give you glory today, God. I give you praise, amen, praise God. I'm doing teaching. I'm not going to preach, amen, hallelujah, today. But I'm going to teach the word because we need the word, amen, praise God. We need to know what faith is doing for us on our behalf. Amen, praise God. Acts 14 and 9, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give you praise, God. Oh, my God. I thank you, Jesus. As we look at the word, the Bible says, praise God, in 14 and 9, the same heard Peter speak, who steadfast beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, praise God, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped up and walked. Amen. Praise God. And when the people saw that Paul had, what Paul literally had done, they lifted up their voices and sang, amen, in the speech of the Laconians. Amen. The gods have come down to us in the likeness of man. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius. Amen. Because he was, amen, the chief speaker. Amen, praise God. There was a man, amen, that had came by Paul them that was impotent, amen, in his feet. He could not walk. Amen. I've seen so many people, amen, praise God, that have issues. I go to the nursing home. I went out on street ministries, amen, and they have issues in their body. Some of them are in wheelchairs. Some of them, amen, they lost arms. Amen, praise God. I walked by a man as I was giving some food out one day, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, to the homeless. And I said, okay, God, I say, I'm going to give this man this food. Walked up to him, got up close to him in my car, wasn't walking at that time, amen, to give him the food, amen. And I looked, and he didn't have no arm. Amen, praise God, he didn't have no hand. And all of it was cut all the way up to here. And I began to cry out, and I began to say, God, I say, if he don't have no hands, no part of his arm is gone, I said, how am I going to feed him? How is he going to eat? Praise God. Then as I drove up close, I seen both hands were cut off or broken off, or it was childbirth. I don't know. I didn't ask him. Amen. But I said, Lord God, I said, he don't have no hands at all to feed himself. And God said, I'll make a way for him in order for him to be fed. Praise God. So we know that, amen, praise God, we go through, amen, many things in our bodies, amen. But this man, amen, was crippled from his mother's womb, so it was a birth defect. So, amen, praise God. By the faith that they had, when they called and came to Paul, amen, and Paul did what the will of the Lord was by faith, he spoke a word, amen, by faith, amen, this crippled man was healed. That's what faith will do for you. Praise God. And then we look at Acts 14, amen, again in the verse 27. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That faith, it works for you. Let faith work for you on the behalf of God because he want to get the glory, amen, hallelujah, out of your life through the faith that you believe. You can't even, amen, come to God, amen, not unless you believe that Jesus died for us. Amen. That Jesus died up on the cross by faith. Amen. Praise God. Because we see, amen, we can't see him, but we believe in him. Faith works with belief. Praise God. It's an action word. And so the Bible said in Acts, amen, 14:27, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they had come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the doors of faith unto the Gentiles. Anytime a church is started, amen, and I say that literally, amen, to my listeners that are on radio, amen, and amen, praise God, amen, praise God, us that are here today, amen, a church is started off on faith, amen. A lot of times, a lot of people want a big mega church at the onset, amen, but I've learned through faith, amen, I just opened up the doors, and I'm waiting on God to bring the people. I don't want everybody in here. All I want is those that really want to serve God. Amen. Praise God. Because if you start trying to pull people into the place, then you get the wrong people, and they have the wrong precept and the concept on the will of God, and then all of a sudden there'll be problems. So I'm very careful about who God wants in this church so that I can do his will, because it's not my will. Amen. But it's his will must be done. Praise God. So the doors are open to those that are hungering and thirsting after Jesus Christ, that want to go back to God, that want to stay with God, knowing that we are in the end time. It would be, a sad thing to know that if Jesus comes, amen, and we're not ready. It'll be a hurtful thing if Jesus come knock on your door and say, I'm knocking, can I come in? And the door is your heart, amen, and you tell him no. Amen. He died for us. He suffered for us. He bled for us. Amen. In order that we might have a right to the tree of life. So, amen. So the church, amen, grows by the faith that we have. Amen. And by the will of God. Amen. And then we look at the duty of the church. Amen. In Acts 16:5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 16. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. 16:5, praise God, thank you, Jesus. And the Bible say, and so were the church established in faith. So we know that a church established in faith is not by sight or what we're looking for, what we want to happen, but it's by the will of God. It's by the will of God. So we know that, amen, God is going to, amen, praise God, increase in numbers daily. That's what the Bible say. So it's not going to be my doing, but it's going to be the will of God. And I thank him because he is so awesome, and I love him so much because he's special, amen, and he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not do what? Perish, but have eternal life. I want an everlasting life, amen. I want my sons to have everlasting life. I want my daughter-in-law to have everlasting life. So I know if I live right, if I do the things that are right before him, then I know, amen, praise God, I'll make it home, praise God. And those that are under the covering of this church will make it home as well, because we are established upon a covenant with God, and God doesn't break his covenant. So, amen, the duty of the church, and then we say, literally say, how we should live. Let's look at Romans 13:17. Amen. The Bible literally let us know that we are holy people. We can't live any kind of way. You catch some women, amen, and men that are out there drinking beer and doing everything and running women, smoking all the chemicals in their bodies. Well, they're destroying the temple of the living God. So if we turn around and do what's right, we won't destroy the temple of the living God. Romans 1:13-17. Excuse me, Romans 1. Praise God. I give God the glory today. Amen. This teaching is wonderful. I'm grabbing hold to it myself. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Bible say, amen, in Romans 1:13, amen, through 17, it speaks, and their throat is like an open sepulchre. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. With their tongues, they have used deceit, amen, the poison of asses under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, amen. These are the people today. You catch no people, you can't walk down the streets and you'll hear somebody say a bad word. before you can get to the store, amen, you can hear even little children out there today saying bad words. When I was growing up, my grandmother and my mama and them would wash us our mouths with soap. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because if we did anything wrong, she would clean that mouth up. Amen. Praise God. But we don't value life today. We don't respect one another today. We just think that, amen, because I'm old, amen, that they can do what they want with us, amen. But that's not so. God say, amen, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. That means I don't care what he do out there in the world before he come to God, but he's going to come back to God because you done trained him the right way. Praise God. And thank you, Jesus, that whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood. Out here on the streets, amen, right in the community where we stay, people are being hurt every day behind some incident, some drug action, or some woman being beat up by her husband or a boyfriend. Amen. If we really have God and love God, then we'll know to stay away from those things because they create problems. Amen. Praise God. Used to live in Missouri. I just moved out here to start this church, praise God. And so I know it's going to take growth, amen, praise God. I have been here, about 7 months, praise God. So anyway, while I was up there, I had listened to the news one day, and the news had a report where a little boy was coming home from school, and some gang members was out there fighting with each other, and they decided they was going to hurt him because he wouldn't join the gang. And this boy, one of the boys, got a 2x4 and beat that boy to death. Amen. This young man was an A student. He didn't bother nobody, and he didn't want to be a part of the game. But now today, amen, you look at people, amen, they'll kill you just for a pack of cigarettes. They'll do anything just to cause any kind of harm to you. And don't think that's wrong. But the Bible, if you stay with God, God is going to teach you what's right. For he said, I'll guide and teach you into what? All truth. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is there to do that for us. Amen. It says destruction and misery is their way. Amen. You catch people all day long. You're catching people. Amen. You see, and they got a problem. They're unhappy. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So I learned, amen, when problems come my way, I find myself to make myself happy and let the joy of the Lord strengthen me because when I'm weak, I can't do nothing. But when the strength come in, I can praise God and thank him. I can thank him that my sons are still alive. Amen. They could have been dead a long time ago. I can thank him that my daughter-in-law is doing the will of God. I can thank him that this community will be cleaned up from all these problems that are in the community, and God will present them and bring them into this church, amen, so that they can be filled, amen, and delivered from that unrighteousness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said, and the way of peace have they not known. Today, Jesus said, he give us his peace. Not as the world gives, but he said he give us his peace. Amen. There is no other way that you can live in this world if you don't have the inner peace that you need from Jesus Christ. Because the life that is around us and that's in our homes sometimes is overwhelming. Sometimes you just want to just give up. Sometimes you don't want to stand. And sometimes you just want to just run and hide in another place. But that peace, that inner peace that Jesus gives, amen, will comfort us in our time of suffering and sorrow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is no fear of God before their eyes. People don't fear God anymore. They don't even respect him. Amen. And then you catch, amen, all of these different beliefs, New Age, Muslims, all of these different beliefs that are coming into the world. I had heard on news where, amen, they had a new church ministry that came in the world, amen, by these people, and they call it the body piercing church. And that's their belief. So they go around piercing their bodies and making problems that will eventually cause infections and all kind of issues in their bodies. But people are searching out for everything in these churches and making up their own churches in order to say that they serve somebody. But God is the only way. Jesus said, I am the only way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. And now we know that the things the law said, it said to them who are under the law. We're no longer under the law. We are under grace and truth. That every, amen, mouth may be stopped. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Those that are under the law, amen, the mouth may be stopped, amen, and all the world may become guilty before God, amen. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified, amen, in his sight, amen, praise God. For by the law, it is known, amen, it is knowledgeable of sin, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we know, amen, praise God, when faith kicks in, amen, and faith begins to work for us, faith will also move to get the glory out of God and the benefit, the will of God concerning our life. But faith will also, amen, praise God, bring us to the obedience of Christ, that we will no longer walk in the flesh and walk in sin, but we'll walk in holiness and righteousness and truth. Amen, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 3, amen, and I give God the glory in verse 30, amen, the Bible says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision, amen, through faith. Amen. Like I said earlier, we are not longer under the Old Testament, but we are under the New Testament. We are not under the law, but we are under grace and truth. Amen. So, amen, despite of whether you were circumcised, amen, or your children were circumcised, most of the males, amen, were circumcised back there in the olden days. That was a token, amen, of a covenant that God had had. But God said he was going to do a new thing, amen, and he was going to write the law in our hearts, and our hearts would be circumcised by faith to do the will of God and to serve God. So by faith being our hearts circumcised, amen, we know, and now that we have accepted God, amen, accepted Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, amen, and that we are operating, amen, and believing and trusting in a God that is true and living, that can do everything but fail. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in Romans 4, amen, verses 4, amen, praise God. I'm walking through faith to let us know, amen, how faith works. Faith cannot fail you, amen. And you got to let faith work by the belief that you have. Faith is a worker. Thank you, Jesus. It will work for you. Praise God. Now unto him that worketh in the reward, not reckon of grace, but of death. Amen. But to him that worketh not, but believe on him that justifies the ungodly. Praise God. We were ungodly people. We lived, amen, in our own desires, our own lusts, amen, our own ways. But when Jesus, amen, and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, came into our life, amen, through faith, amen, amen, it was counted, amen, for righteousness. So praise God. We know that faith is counted for righteousness. Praise God. We give God the glory. Praise God. And the Bible said, blessed is the man of whom the Lord will not impute sin. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Cometh blessedness being upon the circumcision only. And I was speaking about circumcision, amen, just a while ago, and how we are not no longer up under that law, amen, and up under circumcision. Praise God. But we are up under grace and truth. For the Bible says, for we say that faith, amen, was reckoned to Abraham of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How was it then reckoned? Amen. When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision. Faith came to Abraham before he was circumcised. Faith came to Abraham when he believed God and trusted God, and God told him to move away from his kinfolk, amen, and begin to start a life, amen, for him, and that he would make him a father of many generations. Amen. So we look at, man, how faith was working for Abraham on his behalf, that he moved from his father, went, amen, into a far country, amen, and God proved through his works, amen, by faith, amen, that Abraham would have a generation of people that would be chosen for the Lord. That's why we have the Jews today. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible let us know, amen, faith amen, one working, amen, upon the covenant, amen, upon the circumcision, but it was already established before the covenant and the circumcision started. So the Bible says, Hebrews 10, and I give God the glory, praise God. Faith walks in our testimonies, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Every time you confess it, God just blessed me. Look what he did for me. I'm no longer sick. I'm healed. Amen. That faith was working in you, amen, so that you can give a testimony for the goodness of God. Praise God. Faith is ethical and it's logical. Praise God. Faith cannot operate under, praise God, anger. When you're mad at God and mad at the people, amen, you might as well look for nothing to happen. Amen, because God wants you to walk with a forgiveness in your heart. Amen, praise God. A lot of us walk around unforgiving. Amen, we don't want to forgive our families, our sisters, and our brothers, our children. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Faith don't walk in unbelief. Amen. You cannot say you have faith and you don't believe that God is God and Jesus died for us. Faith don't work that way. Faith does not work upon the pressure. When you are so much in pressure and so many things have caused problems in your life, amen, and one of the things you run in is doubt. Then you begin to doubt God. Then you begin to have fear, and then you begin to rebel against God and say, well, God didn't come when I wanted, so I'm going to do things my way. But that's not the way it's supposed to do. We're supposed to literally wait on God for everything. Literally won't operate under anger or unforgiveness or unbelief or pressure or doubt or fear and rebellion. We know that. So we look at, amen, praise God. Hebrews, praise God, 10, hallelujah, and verse 38. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. This is a good word today, amen. For those that, amen, praise God, are listening and those that are here today, praise God. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 10, praise God, amen, and 38, praise God. For the Bible literally says, praise God, and I give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to just teach this word because it's so powerful, amen, praise God. And we need to hear what God is saying about faith, amen. We need to believe that God can do everything but fail. We need to let faith work for us, amen, and not doubt. Praise God, 10 and 38. For the Bible said, thank you, Jesus, in the 38th verse, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now the just shall live by faith. Amen. If you say that you are righteousness, amen, that you are a righteous person, one of the things that you're going to have to do is live by faith. That means that you can't say, I have faith and then not live by it. Amen. You got to continue to live by faith because everything that we see on earth now, we see in the natural, amen. We see that we have hands, eyes, nose, and mouth. But everything God does is in the spirit because he's a spirit. The Bible said they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and in truth. So we know that faith is working in the supernatural, amen. In order for it to be manifested by God's glory, amen, we're going to have to believe that it works on our behalf. Faith is not a taker away. Faith is a giver. Amen. Faith will give you everything that is beneficial and suitable for your life. Like I say, it's ethical. Amen. It's logical that, amen, it will work and operate on the benefits, amen, of our lives concerning God's will. Now the just shall live by faith. Amen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him. This church was built on faith. Amen. I won't draw back because of I don't see 100 million people today. I won't draw back, but what I'm to do, amen, is keep on going with the people that are coming and show them God's will and love them. Amen. Praise God. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about agape love. Tell them about, amen, how Jesus died for us. Tell them that, amen, praise God, God is able to do everything but fail. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible said, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. Amen. When we draw back, we're drawing back, amen, into the hands of the enemies, into the hands of the devil. We don't want to do that. Amen. So we don't draw back into perdition, Amen. But them that believe in to the saying of the soul. Amen. The soul needs to be saved. So we believe unto the saving of the soul by faith. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then we go to the introduction of the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the will of God. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So by it the elders obtain a good report. Those that were back in the older days, amen, they have testimony that faith worked for them. Amen. Through faith we understand that the word was framed by the word of God. Amen. We look at the world today, we know that God created this world. We know he created the heavens and earth. Amen. Praise God. We know that at the beginning, amen, he, when he made everything, he was in delight. Amen. He was pleased until the enemy stepped in. So then, amen, we know that, amen, that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So faith worketh, amen, in the things that we don't see. It's a supernatural thing. It's a spiritual thing from God. Amen. And a lot of us can't understand it, but we know that, amen, the ground is solid. We can walk on it. Well, God did that for us. Praise God. It could have been, whereas, amen, every time we tried to walk on it, we would fall. But by our faith believing what God did, amen, and what he can do, we know we can trust the ground to walk on it. Praise God. And so we just give God the glory, amen, because faith worketh for us, amen, on our behalf. Amen. Faith will not fail. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Faith sees the outcome before it starts working. Amen. Faith will always let you know that it is capable of producing the will of God. Praise God. It will always let you know, amen, from the beginning, God has said that you're going to marry such and such a person. Amen. And so by faith, I believe that this marriage is going to be. So our faith will see the beginning of the marriage before it see the outcome, because it already know that if it's appointed by God to work for us and on our behalf, amen, you're going to marry that person. And you're going to have this child. Amen. Praise God. As you go into, amen, most hospitals today, amen, and they can tell you what child you're going to birth for. They'll tell you if it's a boy or a girl. Well, in my days, amen, you have to guess it. Praise God. And so you had to guess whether you was having a boy or girl. But your faith would kick in, and then all of a sudden, I'm not having a boy, and then all of a sudden, there come a boy. Well, that's the faith that you had in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. To know that, amen, what you spoke out of your mouth and what you believed was able to come to pass. Faith brings things to pass. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It does not oppose the will of God. Amen. Nor does it stop the will of God. Because, amen, faith is truth. Amen. We have to believe, amen, that everything that God says is truth. Amen. We have to believe that God, amen, is the one we have to trust in. We can't trust, amen, in the world. We can't trust in the president of the United States. We can't trust in the problems that's going on around us because they will fail us. But despite of the surroundings and the environment that we live in today, we have to walk by faith. Amen. And then we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had the God kind of faith that, amen, praise God. They prayed to God. They served God despite of that old king, amen, that they was up under. And then the Bible let me know that, amen, praise God, during the time that they were in that habitation, amen, the people didn't want them to pray and serve the Lord. So they told the king, amen, what you need to do because these people are not obeying the laws, that you need to burn them in the fiery furnace. Amen. But those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, have faith to believe that God will work things out. And so when the king, amen, threw them in the furnace, those men that was around the furnace, they died. Amen. The furnace was so hot. So the Bible said by faith, amen, of what they literally believed, it caused Jesus to be in the midst of their storms, in the midst of that fiery furnace. Today, amen, if we want God to move for us, we have to have faith just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to believe that Jesus is going to be with us in our situations despite of what we go through. For the Bible say, amen, praise God, amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it said, now faith immediately Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego needed Jesus Christ. So when the king came the next day, amen, to look in the furnace to see if they were burned up, he said he looked like, and he literally seen, amen, the Son of God. Amen. Now, this king might not have never heard about the Son of God, but the things that went on in those olden days, they might have heard stuff about him, a talk, a conversation about him. Amen. Praise God. But he had the faith to literally look and see and identify that Jesus was in the midst of, amen, that fire. Faith brings us, amen, up to the point that whatever sufferings we're going through, whatever trials and tribulations we're going through, God will see us through it because Jesus is going to be right there for us. Faith works for us today. Praise God. Faith is our, amen, what you say, hold on to. Amen. Hold on to. There's a song say, hold on to God from changing hands. Amen. Praise God. Faith will work, amen, if we hold on to it. Amen. Praise God and believe that God is able to do everything but fail. There's no failure in him. Praise God. The doors of the church is open. Amen. Praise God. If you want to join, you're more than welcome. Amen. This is a church in growth. I just came here. Praise God. And God is moving by his spirit, and I'm waiting on him to fill the place. Amen. Praise God. But I wanted to fill it with his will and not my will because I make a mistake. Then I bring in the wrong people and do the wrong thing, and then that's trouble. So I wait on God for everything. Praise God. If you want to have any comments, amen, you can speak. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You want to say anything? Praise God. Okay. Okay. So we just give God the glory. Amen. And all the honor and all the praise. Father God, as we close, amen, the service of the day, we know that, God, you have opened up the word to our understanding. And we know that by faith we stand in you, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the will, amen, that you are presenting today. Lord God, I ask you to watch over us while we after one from another and that you would get the glory out of our lives. Keep our children and our family intact, amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.